Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor to the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting that base and with base in the bottom of the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Arochav Meser Amoy Simoit. If the entrance to the Mavoy is greater than 10 Ames, you have to make it small, you have to reduce the size. Ketzad Mimait, what's the way to be Mimait? You put a pole in the mavoi, and you make the mavoi a little smaller. Now the mavoi will be less than 10 amos in width. Says the Gemara, this is clear if he does it in the width, meaning he reduces the size of the entrance to the mavoi and makes the width smaller, then it's okay. Rabbanan say not only did he do it in the bottom of the mavoi in the entrance, but he could do it hanging up in the top, hanging in the air. He puts a koyer over there; that'll be good enough. Ask the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph, "V'loy keporutz lemiluyahu." If the malter is put there in the height, so isn't the entrance, which is in the below, too large? Is more than 10 amos? It's considered to be completely open. Answers the Gemara, "Nases keachsadro." Talking about an area that has a roof, but has no walls to it. There's only beams that are holding the roof. And what is the din in that? And then that achstero? Rabbi Matir achstero of a base sheroi. Rabbi allowed an achstero in a base shorim. Base shorim is the name of a place which we call in Hebrew base shorim. Now, what is the reason it's mutter? Because you say pitikra yerid v'soisim, the edge of the ceiling is considered to be going down, and it's considered to be as if it has walls. So here, when you have a maltero, which is in the top in the mavoi, you consider it to be going down, straight line down. It's considered to be as if it's in the bottom, and therefore it helps to be mimat the width of the mavoi. Says the Gemara, kama amudi moyobo, when Rebbe allowed this achstero in Beis Shearim, how many poles, how many beams that were there that were holding the roof? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Omar, it's a machlokes of Chiyo and Rabbi Yosef. Chad Amar Shisho v'chad Amar Shmoyne. One says there were 6 beams and one says there were 8. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha v'loy pli, really it's not a machlokes. Mando Amar Shisho l'michshev ilin trei berayo. Mando Amar Shmoyne michshev ilin trei berayo. The question is, do you count the 2 external beams, only the interior ones? So if you count the 2 external ones, you have 8. You have only interior ones, you have 6. Now, what do these beams do? What is the effect of these beams? They're sitting in a straight line and not allowing the robbing people to pass by. So they all agree you need to have 6 beams below the roof to prevent the robbing from passing by easily. Question is, do you count the 2 on the edges, which don't really make a difference, or you count only the ones in the middle? Really, the number doesn't make a difference. We don't care if it's 6, we don't care if it's 8. Ella, and we're going to use here the gears of Rav Chaim. If people, the rabbim, if the public is passing through it, so then even if you have many beams, as long as the public still goes through it, is an usur. It's not considered to be a place which is secluded, which has a mechitza. If the rabbim don't go through it, so even 2 should be okay. Just rabbim don't go through this achstero. Says the Gemara, my da avdo he avdo. I mean, we just talked about that was exactly the story of Rebbe. There was 6 beams or 8 beams, but really don't need the beams. Really, the question is, depends on if the rabbim are passing through this place or not. Continues to go to speak about it, achstero. So achstero is a place that has a roof, and the mechitzas, there is either no mechitzas, or even if there is a mechitzas, but at least one mechitzas is completely open. So says the Gemara, achstero shenifritza lemiloya l'shusarabim. At least one side of the achsadro is completely open to shusarabim. Rablo said, the name of Rav Yochanan, you want to carry underneath it, it's fine. Shul says, no, you can't carry, only 4 amos and not more. So the first man, the Amarim, Rav Rabbi Yochanan hold, Peitikur Yoriv Esoisim. I look as if the roof is coming down, I have a mechitza. Shmuel says, not. Says the Gemara, Amav Yosef, Elo Moide Shmuel B'movoi Shumikur L'mal Mesra HaMashokasha. Doesn't Shmuel agree that when you have a regular movoi, and it has a ceiling, even though the ceiling is above 20 amma, it's kosher because you say PT kriyoy v'soysim. Maybe not. Maybe if you have a roof above 20, it doesn't work. You need to have a koyra. You must have this crossbeam within 20 amma in order to have a hechsha of a movi. Also, avachor of chinin of Hashem, Rav Shayo, fushi hechsha koyra b'toch esrim. He says, you need to have the koyra within 20. So even if Shmuel will agree that when you have a ceiling on a mavoi and it's more than 20 amma, it's kosher. Meaning the reason why bechsadro Shmuel says that if it's completely open, you can't carry more than 4 amas. While by mavoi, when you have a roof, you do say piti kriyoy v'soysim, even if it's above 20 amma, you can't compare a mavoi to bechsadro. Why? Mavoi nasel tashrish batim. The mavoi, the main purpose of the mavoi is to be used for the houses and the chatzeiros and the courtyards that are open to the mavoi. And therefore, it's considered to be a place of diurim. People live there. They use it to go in and out from the house. So therefore, you say, piti kriyoy v'soysim. What about achsadjo? So the Gersa of Reb Chaim is, achsadjo lo nases el tashvish avir. The whole idea of achsadjo is not to live there. It's just to bring air into this place. It's a place where people walk around and have good air. They don't use it to live in it. So that's why there you don't say piti kriyoy v'soysim. And the word comes to prove that there's a difference between the mavoi and the achsadjo. Why? Ilu mavoi she'enu mikuro. You have a mavoi that does not have a rooftop. V'nasana kori b'toich esrim, shema'enu kosher. And you put a crossbeam. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. How does a mavoi become kosher? You put a crossbeam in the entrance, and then it becomes kosher if it's within 20. Ilu achsadjo she'enu mikuro. But if you have an achsadjo without a roof, you have one koyo, one crossbeam within 20. Shema klumu, does it work? Meaning the only enter that we find of a koyo that it works is only a mavoi. Mavoi, we have some details. It has to be or koyo yisamirochboi, the length more than the width, and you have chetzeres and batin open to it. But achsadra, you don't say, even if the achsadra so happens to be, it has three walls, you won't say that the crossbeam will work, that the koyo will work. So you see that we treat the mavoi divin than achsadra. Is the Gemara now going back to our sugyo? Hayar rochov betoy chameshes ramo, meaning you have a mavoi that the entrance is more than 15 amo. We said you can't have more than 10 amo. So what do you do? Rabboi v'ravuna b'shem Rav oyse pas shalosh amos. You make a board of 3 amos v'kol shiko and a little bit more machikum na koysel shte amos, and you make it further away from the koysel 2 amos. Make an airspace of 2 amos between the board and the wall. Now here the Gemara is going to come and use a concept called Oymed Merube Alaparutz. When you have over here a space of 5 amas, and 3 amas of it are closed or sealed, and 2 amas are open, so the closed place is more than the open space. Oymed Merube Alaparutz, and therefore it's considered to be completely closed. That's and one of the ways of Mechitzes, as you say, as long as it's Merube, the Oymed Merube Alaparutz, so whatever is open is considered to be like a door or a window, is not considered to be an opening. So here I have an extra 5 amas. What do? I take a 3 amma board, put it within 2 amas to the wall, so the 2 amas are less than the 3 amas, considered to be sealed. But we add a little bit more. Why do we take a board which is not 3 amma? We take a board which is a little bit more than 3 amma. It's 3 amma umashu. What do I use the mashu for? The mashu we use as a lechi for the mavoi. Remember, the mavoi was 15 amma. I sealed 5 by putting a board of 3 within 2 amas to the wall, so now it's closed 5. So I'm left with 10 amma. How do I make a 10 amma mavoi kosher? I have to put either a lechi or a koyo, either a crossbeam or a pole. So how do I make a pole? I make this board, a little bit more than 3 amma, this extra will be the lechi for the mavoi. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, you say pas, shosh amos v'cholshu. You make a board just 3 ammas plus. Machikim v'nakoyza shti ammas. Make it further away from the koyza 2 ammas. And the fact that you have oisoy, and except that you have a kolshu, Nidu l'shem lechi, the koshu is the lechi. V'ashar, the leftover, u'shia oimid ruob alachal. The ashar is the 3 amas. It's greater than the 2 amas opening. So it's oimid merub alaparetz, and that's what's considered to be sealed. So the Gemara v'yase pas arbo tfochim. Why do I just don't make a board of 4 tfochim? And explains to B'chaim in the second shot, the 4 tfochim board will put it in the middle of the opening, going towards the length of the mavoi. What will that do? That will separate the opening. Instead of having an opening of 15 amo, We'll put it in the middle, you have each opening will be only 7.5 amo. So why do I have to seal 5 amo? I'll just pour this board in the middle towards the end, going into the length of the mavoi, and that will separate the entrance, make it two entrances. And continues the Gemara of Gimel on base and says, "Loi kentayin." Didn't we learn? That does work. You take a pass of arba tefachim and you create over here two doors. And this is much easier to do because we talk about four tefachim, not three amos. Until now, we say you have to make a board of three amos. Three amos is 3 times 6 tefachim. It's 18 tefachim. Make a much smaller board, and all you do is separate the opening of the mavim, create two openings. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba, Papi Kedal Tir Shneim Beloy Koyro. You're right. Really, we could do that. But then I'm going to have two openings, and each opening will need its own koyro, its own crossbeam to be kosher. But by me doing a board of three ames v'mashu, so I don't have to add anything more. I don't have to add any more crossbeams or poles because that mashu is the lechi. Now the Gemara comes to address what we just mentioned, that you could do a pass, a board of four tefachim, and that's good enough to divide the door. Second one is tani. There's some that have a brisa that says you don't have to have an actual board of four tefachim, but mamid kone v'doikron. Kone v'doikron means suras ha-pesach. It means you put a pole and you put a post above the pole. You're creating a doorpost. It's suras ha-pesach. So in order to divide the pesach, I don't actually need to have a board of four tefachim. I need to have a suras ha-pesach of four tefachim. Is tani or is it pas arba tefachim? But another brisa says no, it needs to be a four tefachim sealed board and not a tzuras ha-pesach. Omar Rav Yosi, halacha k'omer or is it pas arba tefachim? So basically, in order to divide the door into two, it needs to be a very clear board and not one that has tzuras ha-pesach. Tani Shimon Gamliel lo imer mavoi sheyesh lo shnei pesachim noisin kori be'echad mehem u'matir. So the Gemara now, if you have a mavoi that has two openings, we just spoke about how you create two openings, but right now you have a mavoi that has two openings. You don't have to seal both openings. You can seal only one of them. Meaning you put a koyro, you put a crossbeam into one of them. What does the crossbeam do? Crossbeam is mishum mechitza. It's considered to be that opening is closed. So if I take one of the openings of the mavoi and close it, and plus I have all the posts and the beams that are in between the openings, so I have more sasum than parutz. Oymed merube al parutz. Because one opening has a koyra considered to be closed, and then you have the rest of the beams in between. So there's more closed than open. Even though the second door is completely open, you don't have to do any more koyra or any more lechi, because it's considered to be oymen the rubel parts, and the mav is considered to be closed. Rav Acha b'Shem of Levi, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon and Gamliel. We don't pass in this way. Because you don't just rely on the fact that it's oymen merubel parts, you need to have a koyra in each one of the openings. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba, you know when Rav Shimon Gamliel says that I don't just rely on one of the openings to be closed? Meaning we talk about the previous case. You had one big opening, let's say 50 nam. You put in the between that big opening, you put a tzuras ha-pesach. So that's kone v'doikon, means tzuras ha-pesach, a shape of a doorpost. And that's considered to be, that needs to separate that big door and create it into two openings, each one 7.5 amo. Now you want to use a crossbeam into one of the openings and consider that to be closed, and then the other opening will not require anything else. That we don't say. I'm not using the Tzuras HaPesach and the Oymen Merubel parts to make this Mavoi Motir. To use two heterim, two methods of closing in order to create this Mavoi and say this Mavoi is considered to be sealed. Aval he also pass arba tefachim, but if he has an actual board of four tefachim in that opening, so the opening is really divided not with a theoretical, hypothetical a wall. You have an actual wall that separates the doors. So then halacha k'Shimon Gamliel. So then we agree that if you put in one of the openings a koyro, a crossbeam, it's considered to be sealed. You use the beams in between the two doors. And you say, oh, you mean the Ruba al Parutz, and the second opening does not require any koyro or any lechi. Says Movetani Ken, I'll bring a raya for a brisa that works this way. What bring a raya? Bring a raya that as long as I have oymin miruba al Parutz, meaning if I had an opening and I put a crossbeam on some of the opening and the rest, right, and then that opening is it to be sealed. So even though you have another opening, that other opening is going to be okay as long as it's less in width, less in size than the area that we had a crossbeam, because then you consider it to be Oymen Merubel HaParutz. What's the raya? Mavoi sheyesh lo arba psochim. You have a mavoi that has four entrances to it. Till now, we spoke about two entrances. You have an open mavoi with four different entrances. And we talk about in between the entrances, you have a real mechitza that separates the entrances. Noisen koiro be'echod mehem umatir. You put a koiro in one of the openings, and that's good enough. Oma b'yaisi v'ushen nosan alayim tzoi. Which means, you, according to the way Reb Chaim explains it, you have four openings over here. He takes the two middle openings and he puts a koira going from one of the opening to the next opening, the two middle ones. He doesn't completely cover these openings, but he covers the majority of them. So now the two middle openings has a crossbeam in the majority of each one. So these two openings are considered to be majority of them are closed. So therefore, this mava is kosher. You don't have to do anything anymore. Why? Because the middle is the majority of the opening right now. And that middle is greater than each side. If I have a crossbeam over, call it 1.5 openings, and I have a total of 4 openings, so how much do I have in the right and in the left of the crossbeam? I have one full opening and let's call it a quarter of the next of the second opening. And in the left, I have a one full opening and a quarter of the next one. So in general, I have in the middle 1.5 openings close. On the right, I have 1.25 open. And on the left, I have 1.25 open. So the middle is greater than each side. The middle is 1.5 sealed. And the side is each one 1.25 open. So oymen merubah laparetz, the oymen in the middle is greater than the two sides. And therefore, it's considered to be that everything is okay. But if you put the crossbeam on the one of the sides of the mavoi, either the right or the left, so I understand whatever the crossbeam is on top, it's considered to be sealed. But does it seal what's open later? Meaning you have four openings over here. You have a crossbeam over 1.5 of the first one and a half of the second one, but you still now have 2.5, which is still open. So you have much greater pirtza than sasso. I need to have oymen merube al aparot. I need to have the sealed part greater than the opening in order for it to say that's sealed. But here that I have more opening than closed, so I don't say that. So when I have four openings to the mavoi, and it says that if you put the crossbeam on one of them, everything is okay, it means it puts it in the middle of the mavoi, covering basically 1.5, the most of the right middle and the left middle, and then you could sit the whole mavoi is considered to be okay. So what do you see from here, Raya? You see that even though you have a koira crossbeam over one part of the mavoi, as long as it's greater than each side, so it's going to be kosher. So you see clearly that we say that in a regular mechitza, a crossbeam that creates an oymen meruba laparutz works. So you see that we paskin like of Shimon Gamliel in this case. It's not a raya. Maybe this raya goes like of Shimon Gamliel, that he said clearly that when you have oymen merubah laparetz, I don't need to seal the opening part. But we're not sure if we paskin like of Shimon Gamliel. You want to bring a raya from this raya so that we paskin like of Shimon Gamliel? No, maybe this raya goes in the sheet of Shimon Gamliel, and I have no raya that I paskin this way. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Eruvin Dav Gimel.